Hi, my name is Eric De La Rosa, and welcome to the Wright Brothers Podcast. Be sure to check us out at stingereHS.com or on Instagram and Twitter at stingereHS.
On the sixth episode of the Wright Brothers Podcast, the three of us catch up on our life in quarantine thus far. Thanks for listening and enjoy.
Hello and welcome to episode six of the Wright Brothers Podcast. My name is Aiden Springs, and I'm joined by my co-host Eric De La Rosa and Jacob Welsko. Today we're going to be talking about the quarantine and its continuing effects on society on a whole. And why don't you guys get us started?
Jacob, you want to go?
So, how are you guys doing? How are you guys doing?
I'm chilling.
Doing okay. I'm actually doing pretty good because I saw both of you in the past 2 days, but we'll get to that.
Mm-hmm. True. So it's been a while since we talked. First of all, I think this is the first episode with just the three of us. Every other episode has had at least.
Yeah, this is the first episode.
So this is the one. This is the real first Wright Brothers.
This is the Wright Brothers. Actually, wait, no, the one with Origins. That was just us, right?
We had the Rocky.
We added Aiden's interview.
Oh, yeah.
Aiden Daugherty, right?
Oh, crap. Did I just expose us? Did I just expose us for combining two separate podcasts? Oh, no.
Dude. But anyway, so quarantine's been extended, or at least the stay-at-home order has been extended. Not that no one's really even, abiding to that anyway, but...
No one is staying at home.
No one is staying at home. It's just a fact.
So, the stay-at-home order is until June, right? So, is there any indication on when we'll get to a green zone, or are we just so far removed from that?
Ooh. I honestly don't know. I haven't really been keeping up with that much because I'm just figuring, I don't think this is ending anytime too soon, really. So I haven't really been paying attention to it mostly.
Yeah, I can see that. Dude, I don't know. It's I feel like I'm going to forget all this. This is such forgettable stuff. You know what I mean?
This is
not something you're going to remember.
I know. Everybody's always saying, "Oh, you're gonna tell your kids this."
I'm not gonna remember what I did.
I'm gonna tell my kids that I was just in the house.
I think there's been 65 or something days of quarantine.
Is it already that much?
I think so. I think 50 of those, I have no memories from already.
Seriously,
every day just
nothing important happened. After all, it really does.
And I'm thinking back, dude, 65. Hold on, are you aware that we're halfway through 2020 right now?
Yeah,
it's crazy. How wild is that? But that's remember when this year started. This is bizarre. I kind of hate this. But especially for us. And I know everybody's oh, I feel awful for the seniors. But as far as summer goes, the summer of senior year is kind of, it's sort of melancholy. Yeah. You're leaving. That's kind of how that goes. Summer of sophomore year, you're still a sophomore. But junior year. That's the summer. That's the summer when you're having fun, when you're with your friends. You could it's the closest you can get to being an adult while still being able to behave like a child. You know what I mean?
Yeah, that's true. Absolutely.
It's that summer. And I feel it's not that I feel I know we're going to be losing it. It is just, it just sucks.
I think seniors have complained a lot, but I think when you, when you end up looking back on it, we're going to end up having lost more than the seniors did because there's a chance we lose our football games. We might not even be able to take SATs, so who knows how that's going to affect colleges.
Oh, yeah, seriously.
I feel like our class is going to end up being more affected than the seniors are right now.
Mm-hmm. They could take football games, but they cannot take my SATs away from me, bro.
Jacob, I could not agree with you more. I think it's time to rise up.
Honestly, dude.
Speaking of, Mr. Musk, he's not giving any, fricks, as we say in the Wright Brothers Podcast.
Of course.
Yeah, he just did you guys see that?
No.
So the California, the state of California, they said it was okay.
Elon Musk.
Elon, yeah.
I thought you were talking about a teacher.
So in the state of California, they legalized the opening of automobile manufacturers, but they, for some reason, and I'm paraphrasing here, I'm not sure if this is correct, but this is what I heard. But for some reason, they said Tesla couldn't. And so he was like, why? This makes no sense. I don't know why you're making me do this. So then Elon was basically just like, whatever, I'm opening. And if you're going to arrest anyone, arrest me. It's whoa. It's kind of out there.
Yeah.
But I mean, good for him. I mean, and the problem, this just becomes so politicized that having any opinion, even if it isn't, you know, based in a political agenda, can make you seem like you have a political agenda. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Like, I don't know, man. It's just, so speaking of, Eric and I, Jacob couldn't make it, but Eric and I and Kristen, our editor-in-chief, Kristen Heilman, we all went to the Trump rally in Upper Macungie. Was that yesterday?
2 days ago.
No, two days ago.
Yeah, so 2 days ago.
When this podcast drops, it'll be like a week ago.
Yeah, it'll be a while ago by then, but that was quite the experience. I mean, I said, no one was wearing masks. Like, I'm obviously, you know, it's a politicized event now. No one was wearing masks. Thousands of people lined up really close to each other. So I think statistically all three of us should be sick in 2 weeks. And if we're not, then I mean, I think that's going to speak lengths about what this whole thing is, you know?
I think if we don't get the virus from that experience, I don't think you can get the virus.
Like, I mean, I'm sure you can, because obviously people have.
But there was thousands of people packed body to body, no masks. It was as worst case scenario as you can get.
As far as this whole thing goes,
but
all for one man.
All for Donald Trump. But I will tell you who
we did see, which was pretty awesome.
I don't know if it was because I haven't done anything with my life in 3 months, and because that was the first time I have stepped outside of the house. But that was one of the most exciting things I've ever been a part of in my life. I'm not gonna lie.
It was wild.
Seeing Donald Trump's face was just surreal. I don't know how else to explain it.
I mean, like, you know what it's like? This is a guy who we only, I mean, and, you know, political opinions aside.
That's,
I mean,
true.
This man is no more human than Mickey Mouse. And then you see him, like, you see him in a car and he's looking at you and you're like, this is not real. This is some, like an Upper Macungie. Why here?
I know.
This is the first place he's left since, or gone to since the quarantine.
It just didn't feel real.
It was the first time he was weird.
Yeah, I think so.
Wow.
He talked about in his speech how he has been to Lehigh University before.
Yeah, his brother went there, and he, I think, gave a commencement speech there a couple years ago. I think that's what he said in the thing.
But he's never gone there as president.
No, he has not. But now he has. Donald J. Trump.
And you guys were there.
It was just, like, you can't get over how weird that is. That's
something you'll tell your kids.
That is something.
Yeah. I'll be like, I don't quite remember when it was, but I did see Donald Trump.
I saw Donald
and
Trump.
I have a picture. It'll be framed. It'll be on the fridge. Yeah.
But yeah. So we definitely got a lot of different opinions from the people, Eric, if you want to talk about that.
Yeah. So we were there for the stinger, obviously. We were interviewing a bunch of different people. We got a lot of different opinions from people. And I would say, personally, from my experience there, I would say, you know, just kind of like with the kind of social circles I run into, being a Trump supporter is not really something that's all that praised. So I would say it was kind of interesting to go to a Trump rally and seeing like all these Trump supporters, and you realize that they're, you know, they're real people, you know, they actually care about stuff. They actually have like problems, and you know, they think that the president's going to solve it for them. And I think that, you know, it definitely humanized them for me a little bit.
Seriously. Like, applicable opinions. It's not just, I mean, so many people in politics are just like, I believe this because it's what my party platform says.
Yeah, exactly.
But we met people there that were, you know, had opinions because it suited their
beliefs,
you know, needs.
Yeah.
Beliefs and needs.
Like we talked to this one lady who was very mad because Pennsylvania is the only state where real estate has not been deemed an essential business.
Yeah, I saw that.
And she said that, and you know, she was there. She's like, I'm here because Trump is fighting to help open some of these businesses up. And, you know, it was like, I can see that. I can see that. And then a lot of people
like that makes sense.
Yeah. Yeah. So I think just talking to them really, really helped me see where they were coming from. And then, we ran into some counter protesters, and I could also see where they were coming from. But I'm not gonna lie, they were kind of ruining the vibe. I'm not going to lie. Everyone was like happy to see Trump, and these people were all like really mad.
Were they mad because it, you know, they're not Trump supporters, or were they mad because all these people are meeting during this time?
Both.
I don't understand. And like, if they're mad, you know, people meeting, whatever, then why are they going?
Well, they had masks on. You know what
they
I mean?
Had masks so on.
They took that precaution.
Still,
I mean, the first two people we spoke to, they were like, they were cordial. They were very normal people. Oh, they had fair opinions. They were like, yeah, I had an aunt pass away, and I'm like, yeah, that's fair. Then the second guy, he like went on for like 10 minutes. Like the second guy about, like, was religious like, morals, and it just went over the top.
He was almost in tears, and I was like, "Dang!"
I was like, "I'm sorry, I'm just here, man." But I think, that definitely speaks to like the whole, you know, when you're surrounded by people with a certain belief, you're more likely to, you know, have that same belief. So we're in high school, and you know, we're surrounded by high schoolers, which in general, I don't see being, you know, more than 20%, like maybe 30% Republican. Like then you go to this rally and you're just surrounded by thousands of people, which you really didn't even know existed, who all feel the same way. I mean, it's like a sort of a subconscious peer pressure.
Right.
Yeah.
But yeah, I mean, it was definitely a unique experience. I will say I'm glad I went.
Glad I went too.
Yeah. I mean, even just to see the president, I know everyone's always like, oh, what was I going to say? Like, oh, like, you know, not my president, but he is the president of America. You know, he might not be a great one, but he certainly is. And I mean, it's a unique experience that, you know, I at least will definitely remember for the rest of my life. It was just neat. Yeah. I'm glad I went.
It was really interesting.
Once in a lifetime.
Indeed. Yeah.
How long were you guys there? How long was it?
Oh God. Multiple hours.
We were there like three, four hours. And then we went to Wendy's afterwards.
Perfect. Yeah, we met one of my friends from middle school.
Are we going to talk about this?
Sure. Chris Pez, good friend from middle school. He was there. He just went because he was like, I heard this was going on. I'm like, I'm not going to miss this. So we met him, and then we were just like, hey, you want to go to Wendy's with us? He's like, yeah, I need a ride anyway. So, like, just never would I have thought. And also, keep in mind, I had woken up like 5 minutes before, like even deciding to go. I just checked my phone after I woke up at, you know, the normal quarantine hour of like noon to 1 o'clock. And I was like, huh, they're going to the Trump rally. Maybe I'll go. So I texted, hey, are you guys going? He's like, yeah, I'll be there in 5 minutes. I'm like, oh, okay. And then fast forward 6 hours later, I'm in Wendy's with Chris Pez and Kristen and Eric. And we're like, oh, I just saw Trump.
It was weird for me. I woke up that morning. My dad woke me up. He called me at 9. I was very annoyed. And he said, are you going to the Trump rally? And I was like, nah, I don't really feel like it. And then on the phone with him, Ms. Riemann texted me. And she was like, we need people to go to the Trump rally. And
oh, my God.
So then me and Chrissy made plans. We were going to go. And then I get to Chrissy's house. And literally, like, as I park in Chrissy's house, Aiden Springs calls me. He's like, yo, are you going to the Trump rally? And I was like, yeah. And he was like, you want me to pick you up? He was like, I guess. And then that was it. And then and then it was weird because I've never met this Chris Pez dude. I've never heard his name before. And then Aiden finds him at the Trump rally. And I don't know. I liked him. Aiden, he was pretty
fun. I think whenever I'm with this guy, he always knows someone. Even at a
he always crowd, knows someone.
He knows someone.
There are certainly a lot of downsides to having switched schools, like in the middle of my, you know, educational years. But at the end of the day, I met a lot of different people, so it's nice to be able to know people all over the place.
That's true.
But I met this Chris dude. He was really funny. He was great. He was a great hang. And yeah, like I said, the entire experience was just really, it was a really fun time. And I think that that's honestly my biggest takeaway from it, even though like we got a lot of good journalistic work done, which is obviously very important, but I would say it's the most fun time I've had in 3 months. And that was probably what I'm going to take away from it the most.
Yeah, man, that's fair.
Yeah.
So Jake, what did you think of it?
I couldn't go, obviously.
I don't know if this sounds insulting, but like I don't see you as a incredibly politically active person.
I don't really know that much. Like I would have liked to be able to been able to go, you know, of course had the circumstances been different. But I mean, I'm glad you guys had a good time. I'm glad you guys got good takeaways from it. I'm glad it wasn't like weird or, you know,
There were weird moments,
of course, but yeah, man. It was generally a positive experience, which seems good.
Oh yeah, definitely.
Yeah.
Well, thanks, Jake.
Yeah. So, what else?
Other than that,
what else have you guys been doing?
What else have I been doing? We've all seen Outer Banks. You guys want to talk about this?
Oh yeah.
Yeah. Right. So,
wait, Jake, have you watched it?
Yeah. So Phil, you watched it all in one.
Look at this. I watched it. I think I was the first one of us to watch it, and
Chris Pez has also seen Outer Banks.
Chris Pez, and this is a man who I think stands with me in opposition to like traditional, but like contemporary TV shows. I think they're stupid. I think the association with stupid people bothers me.
This is a show the three of us, under normal circumstances, would not have any interest in.
Fact.
Like, yeah.
Yeah, I remember seeing that on your story. You're like, I hate TV, but I just watched Outer Banks 10 hours straight. What did I do? Like, what does that mean you hate TV?
Well, I don't know how to explain it. It's sort of dumb. It's like a stupid reason, but it's like the, you know, I don't want to be mainstream kind of thing.
Right.
I had no interest in watching this show. Because I thought it was just like a show girls watch because the characters are really hot in it, you know?
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And then I see Aiden Springs talking about how much he loves the show, and I'm like, maybe there's some substance here.
And indeed there was.
And then Jacob told me he watched the show and he loved it. So then I was like, I have to give this a chance. And I watched the entire show. I watched it in two sittings, not one, unlike Aiden. But I watched six episodes and then the final four the next night. And I just thoroughly enjoyed it.
I will say, I think there were some moments that were, you know, ridiculous. But overall, it was a good watch.
Are we going to spoil some stuff here?
Hey, man, I don't want to spoil.
All right, here we go.
Spoiler warning.
Spoiler alert. All right.
All right, if you don't want to hear the spoilers, you can skip to 20 minutes and 25 seconds.
Obviously, the ending... was a little like, how are they still alive? Really?
That's true.
I thought,
I mean, you saw the boat flip over. I'm like, what? What is this? I thought
how, you know, they get out of every situation somehow is a little ridiculous. Like, especially when, what's his name? John B was stuck in that, laundry room.
How did he not think of that?
I know, before? Right?
That was the last straw for me. I was like, oh, this should not be
also
happening.
Like Topper, like dude, Topper is not like a.
First of all,
what? That's not a real person. And if he is, I'm scared.
Side note: why are everyone? I hate every single name of every character on the show.
Facts. Dude.
What is Rafe?
Rafe, Topper, Wheezy.
Wheezy out of.
What's the dad's name?
Ward is a normal name.
Ward. I've never heard the name Ward.
I think people actually have the name Ward.
Eric, welcome to White People TV.
Dude, if your name is Ward, I don't believe Ward.
I don't believe Ward. That's a fake name.
John B. Why do they call... Who calls someone John B?
Yeah, no, I've heard a lot of people mention that. Like, why don't you just call him John? Because clearly there's no other Johns on the show.
Yeah. The one black kid's character's name is Pope. That's actually a cool name. Still weird.
That's a cool name, but again, doesn't make any sense.
It does not make sense.
Kiara's a name.
Yeah, but like, those are
normal names, Jacob.
Those would be like a little bit weird names if everyone else's name was normal. You know what I mean?
I mean, I guess.
Like, Kiara is not the most common.
Yeah,
name.
I understand that.
Yeah, so I don't know. And then like the one dude, like his kids are, Rafe, Wheezy, and then Sarah. Like why? Like.
I think they're supposed to be nicknames, but it's really hard for me to believe that they're nicknames. Like,
yeah, I don't.
The Rafe got me because they called him Rafe consistently, and no one ever questioned it when they were like, if they could at least accept, like, this is a weird name.
Ray. Like, you're like, saying Ray. I was like, oh, okay, that's a name.
That's what I thought, yeah.
Then they were like, Rafe.
But it's like, Rafe. What is Rafe? Is that R-A-F? Isn't that a song? Isn't that a song? I swear that's a song.
R-A-F?
Oh, it is a song, I think.
It is. Yeah, there you go, Jacob.
I've never heard of it.
I know what you're talking about.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, but I don't know.
Yo, weather has been amazing, though.
Weather has been very nice.
Arguable, man. Huh?
What?
Like, it's too much sometimes. There's such a thing as being too hot. You gotta agree.
It has not been too hot.
It's not been hot.
It's not been too hot.
Eric, I don't think you have a place to talk.
I don't have a place to talk here. But
Eric could go to, like, Mauritania and be like, man, it's kind of chilly here.
Dude, I don't know, but at the Trump rally, everyone was wearing t-shirts and shorts, and I had jeans and the flannel. I felt very out of place. I had jeans and a sweatshirt on. I don't know. Everyone else was talking about how hot it is. I was like, it's kind of chilly.
Look, this is how I knew it was so hot, right? That was a really stupid. This is how I knew it was so hot, guys. This is how I knew.
How'd you know?
I knew because when I went to pick up my parents last night, it was like I went at like 11 and it was so hot. It had just rained. It was so hot that the ground was like literally like steaming. Everything was steamy. I almost hit a deer. It was that steamy. I couldn't see a deer in front of me. It was ridiculous. That's how I knew it was hot, guys. There you go. There's Scoop's words of wisdom for the day.
Adam, what else have you been up to other than seeing Trump being hot?
Man. So I've come to a point. I think we've all had a hard time staying motivated during this.
That's very true.
This period, but I've gotten to a point where
no I'm work doing at
all. So little. Well, that too, obviously. But I'm doing so little that I'm actually losing weight. Like I sleep so much that I don't. Like I would have thought I'd be like couch potato, just soaking up oily chips all day, but no. I'm asleep so much that I don't need to eat as much because I'm not awake as much. It sounds preposterous, but it's true.
I mean,
I think you cracked the code, bro.
I cracked the code. Aiden's weight loss program is just
don't sleep. Just eat.
You have to be unemployed, I guess. But I mean, Jake, are you still working?
No, I haven't been working since like March. Yeah, we're supposed to know when we're going to go back soon, but...
So lazy. Do you still have your job?
Yeah.
Okay.
Mm-hmm. How many more weeks of school we have? Like four?
Three now, right? If this were real school...
It's the 12th. It's the 12th.
Yeah. If this were like real school, like 3 weeks would be like, oh, we only have 3 weeks. But now it's like, oh, we have 3 weeks.
3 weeks, yeah.
How many weeks have we done? Like eight?
No, of quarantine, six, right?
Yeah. It feels like so much
six,
more.
Six, and though. Then the it was 6 weeks of work and then the 2 weeks at the beginning where we did it.
So yeah, 8 weeks in total.
Yeah, 8 weeks.
It's crazy. Dude. It really feels longer, but.
And you know what? If I'm being honest, I haven't learned a single thing. I have not taken in one useful piece of information during this 8 weeks.
But is that a bad thing? Because here's my argument. And I feel like I already said this on the podcast, but like, if you're in a class where obviously there's no finals, if you're in a class where next year, obviously if you're a senior, it's completely different, but like for instance, I'm in pre-calc and next year I'm taking stat.
Me too.
So arguably I don't really need to know any of this.
Yeah.
Stuff.
I don't need any more pre-calc knowledge.
And I'll go to college and I don't think I'm going to be taking a class that will revolve around this because my major won't. And like it feels useless. It feels like I'm wasting my time.
I don't know.
How do you guys think that? You think that the online, obviously moving to online. Do you think that's going to affect, schooling in the future, like snow days and stuff? Because with snow days, they really like we shouldn't have to make up snow days because we could just do the work online,
I don't think we'll ever – I think we're getting out at the right time because I don't think – like kids my brother's age, my brother's going into fourth grade. by the time he's in middle school and high school, he's going to have to do work on a snow day.
Yeah.
Like it's normal. Yeah. And that sucks.
That's horrible. Yeah, horrible.
Would you rather do that or would you rather have to make up the school day?
Oh, I'd much rather make up the school day.
I'd rather make up the school day, man. Because think about it. Finals tend to be pretty much, I mean, if maybe they'll move it a week. But I've never seen finals move more than like a week. So at the end of the day, if they tack days on at the end of the school year,
you're not doing anything. Especially in middle school. I would rather take a day off in February for us to do like watch movies in June. Because that's all you do. And then in high school, it's just finals. But
unless they take like holidays.
That's too much, man.
I'd rather take a break in February because like you there's no breaks like in January, February, March.
After winter break, it's just like straight through.
Yeah. And then Easter's only like 2 days you get off. Mm-hmm. We don't really get a spring break, so I'd much rather take the snow days.
Seriously, man.
But
it's making me depressed.
this year we got too many days off.
Yeah, we got literally no snow days, and now we're just missed like the last two. And
I mean, we like it's just so weird that we were like woohoo, like excited about this.
I know we were so happy.
Oh, I hope we get out, and then it was dude,
quarantine better be a movie, bro.
Dude, it was. Remember when it first started? People were like, "Oh, we'll probably be back in like 2 weeks." Like it's just
now we don't even know if we're going back next year normal time. It's crazy.
That's crazy.
It really
is absurd.
I would say I definitely didn't realize the effect this would have on my life, because what I quickly realized is that 90% of my life is me either watching sports or hanging with my friends.
Or
so now I have nothing to do. All I did was go to school, come home, hang with my friends, go back home and watch the Yankees game. That's all I did with my life every day. It's just crazy. And now they don't even know if there's going to be baseball at all this year. Dude. They're saying they might start in July, but it's not really looking too good right now.
Crazy. So expected.
They said
concerts are like probably never going to be able to like be like 100% normal again, you know?
See, I don't understand that. Because, why? Next summer, shouldn't everything be normal?
I don't know.
Like,
seriously, dude.
If the virus is gone.
This is being so blown out of proportion. Like, I'm kind of getting, I don't know. I just got back from a Trump rally, man. Maybe I'm getting wired up right now. But, like, I mean, seriously. I mean, yeah, but then I'm probably going to, like, die next week of, like, this thing. And this is going to be my payback. But honestly, why is it being made out to be this thing that is going to have this permanent, lifelong effect on society?
Yeah, like,
I don't get it.
Like, Dr. Anthony Fauci. He said pretty famously now that I don't think people will ever shake hands again. I'm just like, why? Why?
That sounds
like
fake.
In 5 years, that sounds really why fake. Won't everything be normal? I don't understand.
That doesn't make
sense. It really doesn't. You know something that won't be normal, though, is movie theaters are going to die because of this.
Oh, yeah. Honestly, I don't really care.
They were already dying, and now people are not going to be able to gather. It's going to be limited capacity. Movie theaters are done, I feel like.
Wouldn't you say they're overrated? I feel like they're pretty definitively overrated.
I think they're mostly overrated for any movie, but like if you go to see like Avengers Endgame and you're in a crowd and everyone's cheering, I feel like that's a cool experience. Yeah. But if you're just watching like a normal movie, it's very overrated.
I saw something about like they're gonna have, you know, drive-in theaters come back or something because that's safer or something. Like, okay.
That would be cool.
I guess. I mean, Eric put it best. Like, I mean, I'm glad. Like, we're kind of. I'm obviously you're sad. You're moving out of childhood in some ways, but at the same time, it's like, man, things look like they're about to get really bad.
Yeah.
For lack of a better adjective, like it's a love hate.
I just don't understand why people seems like I guess, you know. Like, I haven't had anyone in my family. I've had people in my family get the virus, but it hasn't been anything serious. So I guess I'm maybe not as affected as other people. But I just don't understand how psychologically people are so worried that when everything's back to normal, I don't want things to be normal, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Some people were kind of just built for this thing, you know?
That's true. I was not.
I'm the opposite. But like,
this was the worst thing that could have happened to someone like me.
And it's been, and like we said earlier, it's been like completely politicized. Yeah. You know what I mean? I was talking to my grandpa about it, and, you know, being that he's a grandpa, you could probably interpret his political beliefs, but he he was like, you know, oh, the Democrats want to keep the economy closed because, you know, Trump is less likely to win. And I'm like, yeah, that's
probably true.
Probably true. But at the same time, like,
everything
that like happens is always going to be politicized. Yeah. That's kind of unavoidable. But I think in this situation, Republicans are just lucky enough to be on the morally righteous side, in which they're arguing. Well, yeah, because they're like, we want to open up, assuming the virus isn't as bad as it is. If we take that as an assumed fact,
I mean,
if
play devil's advocate, you know, you have people who are saying that this virus is the worst thing ever, obviously. Mm-hmm. And that, you know, I think it really depends on. I don't even know. I would hate to be in a position of power right now, because you have to decide between people's money and a lot of people's lives.
Yeah.
And it also, another thing to take into account is the majority of people who vote are old people.
Yeah.
And those are the people who are majorly affected by this virus. So obviously they're going to play to their constituents. Right. And, yeah, so I think that it's just a matter of how deadly is this virus actually. And, you know, an argument you also hear a lot is that because we are in quarantine, it doesn't seem as bad, which could also very well be true.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I honestly don't know. I see both sides of this issue very
well. And yeah, not well. Even I just, both it's not even just good affecting points. People physically. It's also affecting them, you know, psychologically and stuff too. So it definitely is. It's a big deal.
I think either way, people are losing. And I think either way, we're losing lives.
Yeah. Nope. Yeah. It's just weird.
It's just not...
But in the past, you know, like I said, assuming that Republicans are you know, correct in saying that the virus might not be as bad, like, they seem... Like in the morally righteous side here, but at the same time, you know, they want the economy to get better, so Trump will win. You know? But then you look at something like the Iraq War, which, you know, was primarily perpetrated by Republicans, and I mean something that was pushed for by them, and you know, that was obviously a bad idea, and are also arguably quite morally wrong. And in that situation, I think Democrats were just lucky enough to be on the morally righteous side. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean?
I guess.
It's just, it's always variable. We like to think politics are somehow morally, like, righteous and correct, but at the end of the day, it's all just a big game of, like, it's just the fact that this even got turned into a political issue. Like,
yeah, like how does miles this, about this become thing. A political issue, you know?
Yeah, it literally just affects, it shouldn't. Everyone, not just one side, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Deep words, Jacob. Jesus Christ, what was that? It literally affects everyone, Facts, not just one side. Yeah, dude, you know?
It's like the Iraqi war, honestly.
All right, you got me. You got me there, Jacob. You got me there. Rico, you want to give us any other sports facts?
I can give you.
Be keeping up to date.
All right, so sports with Rico. So obviously there's no sports right now.
Really?
Now, I don't know if you guys have heard about this since you guys are not in the sports world, but
hey, don't insult me.
The Last Dance. Have you guys heard Michael about Jordan, this? Right?
Nope.
Yeah, Michael Jordan documentary. They aired. It's basically Michael Jordan had all this footage he was sitting on from like times he played.
I did hear about this.
So, and then he finally like greenlit a documentary that using all this footage. It's basically being heralded as the best sports documentary of all time. It's definitely the best I've seen so far. The last.
What, you saw it?
It's two episodes every Sunday. And the last two episodes are tomorrow.
That's smart marketing. Keep people involved. I mean, obviously there's something else going on right now.
It was originally supposed to air in July, and they pushed it up. And the editors are actually very mad because they had to, like, they weren't done with all the episodes yet.
Really?
Yeah.
But it's still good.
It's still good. It is really good.
Is it just about Michael Jordan?
No, it's about the entire Bulls team. When they won 6 championships.
Interesting.
That's
holding you over.
The only thing going on. Yeah, basically I wait every Sunday for that. NFL, they hope to start the season with fans. I don't know how realistic that is, but their season starts in September, and they said that they can push it back to November to start it with fans and then have like a shorter season. So that might work out. The NBA,
interesting.
There were talks of there was like 20 games left in the regular season and then the playoffs. So there were talks of finishing like maybe 5 or 10 regular season games and then having a no fans March Madness style tournament for playoffs, which would actually be pretty cool, I think.
No fans?
No fans, but like a March Madness, like no fans in the audience, yeah. But March Madness style tournament in like
no fans. July. Except so your fate.
With baseball,
except your
obviously.
Fate.
like I said before, they're talking about starting the season in July, but the player, there's a big debate right now. Owners want to like cut the players' revenue because they're not playing as many games, and the players said they're not going to play if they cut the revenue, so there's a big argument going on right now. And then that leads into next year, which in the winter, the players' union and the owner's contract ends in baseball. And they're saying that if there's not a deal reached for this season, then there might be a player strike for next season, which means that there's a chance we might not get baseball until like 2022, which would really suck for me.
Dude, what?
And that's Seriously? Rico Sports Update. Nothing else is going on.
What?
They might.
Dude, no, because, they wouldn't do that. Are you kidding
me? It is
a lot of money they lose.
But there's precedent for this. In 1994, the players went on strike. There was no World Series that year. Yeah, they went on strike because the owners weren't giving them the money they wanted. And they didn't play the playoffs in 1994 or the last month of the season, and they didn't play the first 3 months of 1995. Baseball players are
so pretentious. Those guys are already making millions.
They make the most
money
of any of the three major sports, and they generate the least money of them. Basketball and football are more popular, but baseball players make more money.
Yeah, what?
Because
that doesn't make sense.
They have the strongest union. Like, if the baseball players go on strike, they're all going to go on strike. NBA and NFL, if they go on strike, people are going to be like, nah, I'd rather play.
Yeah.
That's weird. That's actually interesting. You could probably like draw some conclusions with that. That's interesting.
Yeah, you can draw some conclusions.
That was pretty dumb. I was up there with Robot Burp and
so
yeah,
there's
man.
There's a
going
chance
on.
That if an agreement's not reached soon, we don't get baseball till 2022.
2022 after
we're graduating, which
after we're in college. We're
dude, especially painful for a Yankees fan like me because we really thought 2020. Was the year. We really thought this was the year. Everything, all
the
stars
the
aligned.
Yanks.
It was perfect.
Gosh.
It just sucks.
That's crazy.
So I'm just heartbroken all around. Nothing to watch. Nothing to do. It's just not
travesty.
Fun, this is why I say quarantine has not been good for me.
Well,
sorry to end it on a down note.
Is that...
Well, everyone, this has been Episode 6 of the Right Brothers Podcast. We covered a range of topics today, from OBX to Donald J. Trump. And we hope you enjoy, and we will see you in the future for Episode 7.